We appreciate your listening, no matter where you happen to be today. Thank you. Lots of things to do on a Saturday, especially the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And Day of the Dead is, well, today. And of all the choices you could make, you made this one. So thank you. You're in the company of a lot of great people listening along with you. And you are also in a neighborhood that is just teeming with creativity and talent, people you might pass on the street and not even realize who they are or what is inside of them. And two such people are here now. If you follow them, you might recognize them. But to me, they're two of the great under-recognized and underappreciated songwriters and performers. I hope appreciated, but still more people discovering them and their music. So I'm so happy they're able to be here with us in their own right, as well as to mention Songs for Gaza, a show benefiting World Central Kitchen that is tonight at 7 at the original Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip District. They're going to play a round robin style, although with two, it's more of a, I guess, ping pong style, we'll call it. And we drew straws. No, we just made an arbitrary decision. And Bill Toms is going to get us started. Here he is.
Souls on trial, a strange scene plays out, but there's an open door, there's an open door. We stand silent in a dream. It's not God, it's only me. Well, it's only me. It's only me. We walk the same road. We breathe the same air. We sing the same. Our imperfect ways have shown, leave us lost and begging for grace. Oh, leave us lost, leave us lost. Reach out and touch my hand. It's just you and me, my friend. Thank you. no more tears to blur the line. No hunger, no hunger on trial. A strange plays out, but there's an open door. There's an open door.
That is Bill Toms at the Saturday Light Brigade. When did you write that song?
That song was probably written about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
It's a song that could have been written yesterday in response to feelings about today. It could have been written 20 years ago. It's the sign of a good song. It fits.
Thank you.
Just about any period.
Yeah, and I think when I wrote it, I'm trying to remember exactly the time frame. But, yeah, it was it might have been around the 2000, which is actually 9 years ago. It might have been the 2016 election time. And, you know, the world was just – or our country was just becoming really divided and But I always try to put a little hope in these songs, and you know the line that says, "But there's an open door. You know, if you just, you know, we can walk through that open door, even though we're looking at a lot of darkness." You know.
Yeah, there's always themes of unity and understanding. There's been division. Probably since the dawn of humanity.
Sure.
It's just amplified so much
right.
By the either are they microscopes wouldn't amplify magnifying glasses
yeah.
would.
But the internet does.
Yeah, the right. internet certainly does. Bill is just one of the performers at the benefit tonight called Songs for Gaza. Mark Dignam, I know you had a lot to do with organizing tonight's event. Do you have a lot of people performing?
We do. We have a ton of people. I'm one of four organizers involved in tonight. I think we have about 10 performers altogether. So we have a little in the round thing happening first, and then some other people like Fat Man D and Kelsey Jumper, myself and Bill, Andre Costello as well. So it's like, you know, some heavy hitters. It's going to be a beautiful night.
It should be a great night. And it's at the original Pittsburgh Winery. Proceeds are going to benefit World Central Kitchen. And it's just great to see a community coming together to support people mm-hmm. who are hungry. And this was all planned long before the current situation with SNAP benefits, I want to point out. And hopefully that's been at least temporarily resolved by the courts.
Right.
But I suspect if there becomes a need there too, we'll find ways to raise money in that area as well.
I would hop on a benefit for that.
Yes.
No problem. If it comes up, if it goes that way, we'll definitely pull something together.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that because it's very coincidental. You've been working on this benefit for a long time, and then suddenly a need within our own country emerges.
Right.
But we need to be cognizant of needs worldwide.
Sure, and we just talked about that as the World Central Kitchen is now in Washington, D.C., you know, helping the federal workers that are out of work and need to feed their families as well. So that organization really spreads it throughout the world.
Yeah, I met the founder of DC Central Kitchen, which I assume is affiliated in some respect. I don't know that. I should be mm-hmm. careful, but the work that's done is just amazing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they're probably in Jamaica now,
yes.
Too,
yeah.
Given what's been going on there. Doors open, or the show starts at 7.
Doors are 7.
Doors are 7.
Show starts at 8.
Okay. And I imagine if, you know, you need to be a little late, you can make it a little late. But
yeah.
I don't think you'll want to be, given the range of performances.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. There's a lot of people worth catching, for sure.
Let's hear a song from you, Mark. What
sure.
would you like to play?
I'll do this one. This one's called Out in the Country. Out in the country, on the hem of a hill, I lay down my head. Oh, made a pillow. Brought round a river made of gold. Oh, stopped myself from getting old. Out in the country, close to the sea, I hope that you'll join me. That's where I'll be. Out in the country, off of the road, that's where I'll be living. Best home I know. I was flying on a cloud of soft gold. The feeling it gave me did lighten my load. Brought round a river, sheet of gold. I heard a glad chorus walking so near. Out in the country, close to the sea, I hope that you'll find me. That's where I'll be. Out in the country, off of the road, that's where I'll be living. Best home I know. Out in the country, stars laugh all the night and move me like an ocean does dance with its tide. I reel and I rock, a dervish in spin, a moon in slow orbit round a sisterly kin. Out in the country, close to the sea, I hope that you'll join me. That's where I'll be. Out in the country, off of the road, that's where I'll be living. Best home I know. That's where I'll be living.
best home I know.
That is Mark Dignam, and another beautiful song.
Thank you.
Is there a story behind your writing that?
Sitting in forests, essentially. I mean, I love, I don't know, maybe a lot of people like fancy restaurants or casinos or things like that. You plant me in the middle of a forest somewhere with a bar of chocolate and I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Even sitting still in the forest, I love to, I mean, hiking's great too, but I could sit in one spot for a long time.
I love watching the hikers from a distance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a good supervisor.
Well, it was funny. Ricky and I were talking the other day. We kind of reinvented nature. We were like saying, well, you know, I really like to observe things that are always changing, that you don't have much control over and you can just enjoy. And we keep describing all these things. Oh, yeah, that's like being out of the woods.
Yeah.
And, it's funny when you see something like that. Both of your voices, I meant to mention this right after you sung, Bill. You guys, your voices are, I'll just say it, aging really well. You both...
I'm glad something is.
Yeah, because the rest of it's not doing so well.
No, there's something I can't, you know, I can't put my finger on it, but it's depth, wisdom, sincerity, maybe. Not that there were problems at the beginning, but it's just a real pleasure to hear you sing these songs of yours.
I think, you know, it comes down to the likes of myself and Bill, who have played a lot. You know, I mean, it literally is a lot of muscles involved that you get to stretch and work out and... you know, learn how to use them. You know, everybody says that the voice is an instrument, and it absolutely is. You know, we've done enough shows that even in the morning we can get up and make a good try of it, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I did look. I wanted the – so DC Central Kitchen and World Kitchen have some relationships, but they are not officially related. But – interestingly, Jose Andres, who leads World Central Kitchen, began as a volunteer at DC Central Kitchen, and that inspired him to found World Central Kitchen. World Central Kitchen's mission is more to act with urgency when there are crises that need to be responded to. DC Central Kitchen is more to create sustainable solutions to combat hunger.
Great.
Why are we talking about this? We're talking about it because there is a benefit tonight for World Central Kitchen that both of these gentlemen and a handful or so of other musicians will be at, where the proceeds will benefit World Central Kitchen. The event is called Songs for Gaza, and it's at the original Pittsburgh Winery tonight at 7 o'clock, November 1st. By the way, clocks go back tonight, so, you know, you can go and you'll have an extra hour on your hands. If you need to wake up tomorrow morning, you'll get, you know, the clocks go back. So,
how many gigs do you go to where you actually are given an extra hour the
right.
next day?
It's not really
putting on
once
quite
a year.
It always catches. It catches me by surprise all the time, and then here it is once again, and makes me a little sleepy, or I don't know what to do. The cats don't care; they still want to be fed when they're conditioned to be fed. Bill, you've got a new album. Oh, there's a message about tonight's concert. Oh, I'll get to it. Do I need to look at it this minute? Okay. There's a message about tonight's concert I was just asked to take a look at, which I will do. I wanted to ask about your new album, Bill. It's getting close. Actually, it's out.
It's out.
It's yes, out.
It, yeah. It's out. It's called. It's All We're Fighting For, and it came out this past May, right before summer. And yeah, it's really about fighting for peace, really, you know, in your own hearts. And a lot of the songs are very personal.
And I'm glad the album's called It's All We're Fighting For.
Right.
It's funny. I read May 25th or May of 2025, and I was thinking May of 2026.
I see, right,
because
yeah.
It's I still think that the year 2000 was about 10 years ago.
That's crazy,
instead
isn't
of 25 yes. years ago. So the reason I was asked to look at messages, and thank you, Ricky, for doing that, is there, for somebody who can't attend tonight, is there a way that they can make a contribution towards the benefit?
Great question, and the answer is absolutely yes. We have a Venmo account, so if you go in and do @SongsForGaza, you can make donations there. We've had people over the last couple of weeks throwing some money in there, so we highly recommend that you do that.
Okay,
that would be great.
So if you are unable to attend tonight, it's @SongsForGaza. Hear that, little somebody must have just said thank you. So, thank you for asking that, and Ricky, thank you for passing that along to me. It's 5:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Actually, 31 past the hour. Thanks for doing that, Bill. You want to do another song?
Sure. I'll do a song that we have a mutual friend, Keith Condrich, that we talked about earlier, who's fighting a battle with ALS. And he's very inspirational to me because, well, I've known him. We've been friends for 40 years. And I got to tell you, we've pretty much, all over those 40 years, we pretty much took care of all the problems of the world, The only issue is that nobody listens to us, but Keith and I still get together and we sit in his room and still dream and still talk about things that we hope for. And so I wrote a song about that moment, those moments. It's called Here, and it's on our latest record. So. Where everything is real, where minutes turn to years and the years reduced to tears. Here. And we've been friends so very long. You're my brother in arms. Now the arms can barely reach me now. And as the moonlight shines on through, overshadows the fear in this room, still chasing every change the world and dream right here.
here. Precious moments pass, we hold on until the last light fades away from here. As the moonlight shines on through, overshadows the fear in this room, still chasing every dream, change the world and dream, we'll change the world.
Bill Thompson, what a great song for Keith. We were talking about Keith off the air, and you know, I've known Keith forever. I think we all feel that way. And Keith's kids, somewhere we probably have recordings of them all calling Saturday Morning over the years. Will worked here for a while.
Well, Will is. That's Keith's oldest son. Will is going to be with me this evening. He's going to be playing guitar with me for the show this evening.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've known the family. We're very close. And I taught Will guitar when he was a wee lad.
Yeah.
And now he's 31 or something. So
Keith would probably not want us to be showcasing him as much as we are, but he's just always been somebody who's in your corner, rooting for you, no right. matter who you are, and an advocate for you as a human being. I mean whoever you happen to be, and knowing him. He's just an inspirational person. He's a deacon. I mean, that's one of the reasons that he is. But
yeah, and he's always been an inspiration to me. You know, the way he handles his family, the way he handles everything. You know, in this when he was diagnosed with ALS, and I'm sure it's a terrible news to have, but. I think he says, Bill, I made peace with this. And he just, and he speaks out for what he needs to speak out for, you know, and he doesn't, you know, just hide from it because he has ALS.
No, he does not mince any words. That's Bill Thompson. He does not mince any words. That's Bill Thompson, who is one of tonight's performers at Songs for Causa, November 1st, tonight, at the original Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip District, shows at 8, doors open at 7. Mark, you mentioned that there were other organizers for tonight's event. Should we acknowledge them?
Absolutely. Yeah, Lauren Demache, Art Donsky, and Scott Kowalski. We've all been working on it as a team. And, you know, fair play to everybody. We did this really quick. Like, we pulled this all together in probably about 5 weeks, which is a pretty short time scale for, you know, a big event like this.
Absolutely.
So I'm really so grateful to have those guys as a team.
Yeah, people have, especially if you're a musician, your schedule can be pretty unpredictable on short notice.
Yeah, yeah, and the winery got behind us as well. You know, it was one of those things where you start talking about it and suddenly the answer is yes from everybody. You know, so it just, you know, there was a good bit of work that went into it, but everybody was so fully on board. It was great.
And the benefactor of this is World Central Kitchen, who has done great work. And Mark, do you have any new recordings coming out? Or
not yet. No, I'm kind of working away on a lot of new songs and just trying to get the final lineup of them. You know, I think I throw away more songs than I keep, and I think I still don't have maybe two, maybe three other songs that I want to write yet. You know, in some ways it's kind of weird because, you know, the world keeps changing so much around us that, you know, I kind of think that I'm finished with the record, and then I'm like, no, I got to speak to this, and I got, you know.
I would have that problem where I'm a songwriter and I would not want to let go or make things permanent. I'd have a tough time saying, okay, it's done, and walking away.
Yeah. I think the thing, like my original idea was I wanted to make a record that reflected the fact that I am an immigrant, that I am here for over 25 years now, and try to capture, you know, my American experience and my Irish experience of you know, what I grew up with. And to a certain degree, like the idea of being an immigrant in this country has changed drastically over the last year, let's say. You know, so there's part of me wants to talk about that in some ways and, you know, get that across, and just trying to find the right way to do it in the middle of a storm when the storm is still going on. You know, it's a bit hard to have the perspective that I at least need to write well about something. You know, you almost need, you need the car crash to stop before you can, you know, see it all. So I don't know. And, you know, and then there's an argument for, like, you know, shut up, Mark, and just put out a record.
I'm sure I've shared this here before, but I'm a big fan of the expression ignorance is bliss. It's true. I'm not promoting ignorance, but it's hard as you become wiser and older and understand more things, right. That bliss, let's say ignorance is simple. Maybe that's a better way to put it. It gets hard the more you know.
Well, I'll be a spokesperson for the ignorant right now. And you know, I mean, it's a big world. It's a big world with a big history and a lot of moving parts. It's, you know, unless you don't have a job and a family and things like that, it's almost impossible to stay informed on every issue and everything that's going on in the world. So to some degree, I don't malign anyone for whatever ignorance they have. They just, you know, there's plenty of situations. I'm pretty well read, but there's definitely plenty of things that come up and I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea that even existed.
Absolutely. You know, so, and I feel the same way. But for these songs of personal passion and experience, the more, just, you know, you're an expert in your own experience. But as things change and learn more, it causes you to think differently, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think what I'm pushing out to the world right now is for everybody to do a little thing in their own little corner. You know, whatever issue it is that moves you, just, you know, pick up the tools, whatever tools you got around you, whatever that is, and do something. You know, and that's going to add to the whole, you know, the good vibes in the world or whatever, you know, but it'll add to a solutions-based world eventually, you know.
Right.
That's my... $0.02.
I remember I used to tell my kids too, and even to this day, I tell my kids that are grown, is you know, just, you know, create a positive atmosphere within your own sphere, your friend, you know, and that's where it starts. Yeah. You know, that's what you can do.
Yeah, and the part of it's fine. I say the same thing. It's to find the system such that it is a system that you can be part of and you can have an impact on and take solace in that.
Mm-hmm.
More music and philosophy still to come. Mark, what would you like to play next?
That's a very good question. Let me try this one.
Didn't I mean to walk so far away from you? I was just a child then, afraid of the dark. Could not comprehend you loved me like you did until I saw I broke your heart. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. It was all much too late then. Like a rocket leaves the atmosphere. You can't turn a thing like that around again. No matter how many, many years you spend swimming in your tears, it's a thing that's come and gone. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. Sit on. Sadness is an old vehicle. You can choose to take the wheel. I don't believe that there are prisons here on earth that we can't be released from like a birth. Oh, eventually. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. How strange. How bizarre. I did not mean to walk so far. Sit on.
Mark Dignam, that is a beautiful song. I don't recall hearing that song
before.
Yeah,
that's one of the new pack.
I like it. Quite good. This hour's really flown by. David sent a great picture of himself in nature based on our conversation earlier. Oh. And he described it as his recharging station.
Yeah, that's it.
It is just sitting there. And
the EV companies have a lot to learn.
Yeah. I'll show you the picture when I can. It's just absolutely beautiful. David, thank you for sending that to us. The Benefit Tonight Songs for Gaza, and it is at it benefits World Central Kitchen at the original Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip District. 7 o'clock is when doors open. And I think we have time for one more song, which is a real coin flip because you've each done two. Do you know who would like to do the last song?
You pick, Larry. That's all right.
Gosh. I wonder if
somebody
we can
in the control room
do it.
I don't know. We keep it neutral.
Nobody
wants to go in.
Nobody wants to do it. We have about 8 minutes of radio time. That we might be able to do a couple.
Bill should definitely. Yeah, I've been here a lot, so Bill should definitely.
Yeah, that's probably.
Jump in and do something.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you both for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
So as we talked, we understand that the powers that be will use fear to control the masses. So I wrote a song called City of Fear.
I will run beyond that city of fear and there. saints don't smile that much anymore. I'm tired of fighting, can't fight anymore. I can't even afford to be who I'm supposed to be. Fortune can be told in moments like these. It's so hard, and it's so hard, and when these walls come tumbling down, and there is nothing left to keep me hanging around, where I will run beyond the pain, yes, I will run beyond that city of fear. There I'll be free. Yes, I'll be free, yeah.
That is Bill Toms. Both of you, so great today, Mark Dignam. Here as well. Look for them at the original City Winery that's tonight, November 1st, 2025, the original Pittsburgh Winery, tonight at 7 o'clock in the Strip District, a benefit for World Central Kitchen in support of Songs for Gaza. Anything either of you guys wanted to add that I missed?
We're super grateful for the support.
And I'm super grateful for Mark for asking me.
Yeah, today was ping pong, you know, instead of round robin. Tonight, I don't know what you do with as many musicians as you have. It might be like one of those volleyball games where somebody, you know, rotates out.
I'll be closing down the show tonight, and I guarantee you everybody will be on the stage with me. At the end, so.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, here's to a great show. Oh, and David is in Franklin, sent that nice recharging station picture, and it was absolutely beautiful.